Let's head on over to the Caridy Newsline. We are joined by Skylar McKinley of AAA Colorado. AAA is a part of a big announcement yesterday with the Colorado State Patrol wanting to get the awareness out, a new law set to go into effect statewide next week. And really, Skylar, this is something that we should all already be doing.
Yeah, the new law goes into effect on Monday, August 7th, and it's going to require you to slow down or move over when you see any vehicle with its flashers on in the breakdown lane. Now, current law currently applies to law enforcement, tow trucks, first responders. You've always had to slow down or move over if you see them. Now this law is going to protect folks just like you and me when we're in the breakdown lane. So this goes into effect next week. You can be ticketed for this starting next Monday. So we're trying to get the word out so everybody does the right thing, avoids paying that ticket, and slows down and moves over.
Yeah, and even though we've already seen this when it comes to laws in place, as you mentioned, for law enforcement, tow trucks, things like that, it was fairly recently we saw that really disturbing body camera footage from northern Colorado of a state trooper having to jump off of a bridge and down an embankment to stay safe from a vehicle just not paying attention.
Just last week, had to jump off a bridge in order to save his own life. The reason we changed this law is to make it simple and straightforward. We hear from Coloradans all the time that the reason they don't slow down or move over is they're not sure exactly what to do or who it applies for. Now it could not be simpler. If you see flashers, you must slow down. You must move over. I will say, it is so dangerous out there for law enforcement. It is so dangerous for our tow truck drivers, which is a profession 15 times more dangerous than most other private industries combined. By doing this for everybody, you're going to save lives, and you're really going to help out the folks whose offices basically are the side of the road.
And is there any correlating data from other states that have similar laws to just how much of an impact this will have when it comes to keeping those individuals, as you mentioned, whose offices are those shoulders, are those breakdown roads, to make sure that they are able to go home to their family as well?
We know it increases awareness. I think the efficacy of this is going to come down to enforcement and toward really people setting a trend. So enforcement, State Patrol is going to be out there enforcing this. Local law enforcement will be enforcing this. My goal is hopefully nobody gets a ticket for this because they're going to instantly know it's the right thing to do. But to that end, where we see it's really effective in states like Iowa and Illinois, it's because a driver sees the driver in front of them doing the right thing. If you see someone moving over a lane, you're going to be like, why are they doing that? You're going to do the same thing, doubly so for slowing down. So know that you can make a difference just by following this law, by doing the right thing. You're going to set an example that others, I guarantee, will follow.
Well, and of course, it's one of those things, too, that it also comes down to that general discussion of being attentive on the road. And that's something that we've seen study after study that just isn't there post-pandemic, as opposed to if we were having this conversation in, say, 2017 or 2018.
2022 was the deadliest year on Colorado roads in history, in recorded data. I can also tell you that last year across the country, or rather 2021, was the deadliest for folks getting struck while outside of their vehicle at the roadside in a 5 to 6 year period. Our roads are getting more dangerous because we're getting more selfish. This is a totally selfless act that isn't going to interrupt your driving. You're going to slow down for a period of a mile, probably tops. You're going to move over a lane. You're still going to get to where you're going when you need to be there, and you're going to save lives and really commit to respecting other Coloradans as you do so. As Coloradans, we look out for one another. We're so proud to be from this state. We're so proud to be from Southern Colorado. We can express that pride by looking out for one another when we most need it.
Again, I think you mentioned that key word there is respect, and it's just having respect for others on the road. And as you mentioned, this now applies to all of us. So if, you know, say you or I were pulled over on the road, giving the same respect to people that we would hope we would get back as well. Again, this goes into effect on Monday, and really there's no excuse not to slow down, move over, give everyone that safe passage on the shoulders of our highways.
That's right, and failure to do so can be a Class 2 misdemeanor traffic offense. That can mean a fine of $150 and a 3-point license violation. You can avoid all that simply by doing the right thing.
Perfect. Skylar, we appreciate your time in joining us, as always, right here on KRDO News Radio.
Talk to you soon. Thanks.